This is KUNM. I'm Robert Maldonado. Democratic Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham is defending her authority to decide how the state will spend more than $1 billion in federal pandemic aid without the approval of the legislature. Grisham said in a written court briefing yesterday that a state Supreme Court decision nearly 50 years ago upheld the governor's discretion over federal funding at universities and should hold true today regarding federal pandemic relief funds. Some senators have asked the Supreme Court to intervene and rein in the governor's authority to spend without legislative approval. Lujan Grisham, who is running for re-election in 22, has used the relief funds to replenish the state's unemployment insurance trust, prop up agriculture wages, among other things. An advisory board on political redistricting is deciding on recommendations to the state legislature for realigning the boundaries of U.S. House and state legislative seats across New Mexico. The maps endorsed yesterday by the Citizens Redistricting Committee are non-binding. Several states, including New Mexico and Indiana, are using citizen advisory boards to temper political inclinations without taking redistricting powers away from state lawmakers. New Mexico's heavily Latino and Native American population presents unusual challenges in efforts to unite communities of interest and give minority voters a fair shot to elect candidates of their choice. This is KUNM.